Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Let's check in on the weather, because we can and because we know it'll be good news. Siobhan Ryan of Met Aaron, good morning.
Good morning. Hi there.
So
good
where,
news indeed.
Yeah. So now, the thing is, it's a bit of a mixed bag, isn't it? The East Coast is not doing as well as the West. Is that going to continue today and into the coming days?
Yeah, well, today and tomorrow, yeah, it remains best in the West. Temperatures over the West and Southwest are getting up to the mid-20s in some parts. But actually, Dublin yesterday, Phoenix Park, only got up to 15.6 degrees. And obviously that's all due to that easterly breeze. But having said that, actually, the sun has got through nationwide the last few days. So it's all down to the sunshine. It's been dry. And even though there's an easterly breeze, it's not really hugely noticeable. And actually, by Monday, temperatures in the East will begin to rise.
Okay, great. So the East will be getting a bit more of it. So, and listen,
yeah, a bit
I think,
warmer, yeah.
Like, you know, we get a good day or a good weekend here and there, but I think what people are loving about this is there's a bit of consistency and continuity. Is this going to keep going?
Yeah, well, obviously since the late days of May, it's been good, and leaving cert weather is approaching, or leaving cert is beginning now this week. So really, there's really very little change. The Azores High stays with us. It looks dry, it looks sunny. Maybe a bit of a change later next week. We might get some rain belts moving up. But actually, where last week temperatures were around 2 or 3 degrees above average, generally speaking, obviously not along the East Coast. Actually, for the week ahead, temperatures are going to be 3 or 4 degrees above average. So actually, it's not only going to be warm, it may actually turn hot later this week. Really, it's a good news weather story, really, for most of us. But obviously, with that, obviously, there's going to be not too much rain. So we're looking for a little bit of rain in some parts of the country. But really, it is a good news weather story. And we all look forward to conditions like this. So it is a prolonged warm spell nationwide, really.
And Siobhan, you see, we have all kind of pishogues about the weather, that people think, oh, forgetting it now, this is our summer and it's not going to be great for the rest of the summer. Do we have any sense of the rest of the summer?
We don't really, not yet at this stage. I mean, all the indications are with climate change, obviously, that our summers will be that warmer and that bit drier. So it's following that course at the moment. But no real indicators per se, other than the fact that we do expect our summers to be that bit drier and that bit warmer. But I suppose that's what keeps us in a job and it keeps us hopeful. But I mean, this has been on the cards for the last week, you know, the indications that the coming week would remain fairly dry and fairly warm and fairly settled. So all the signs are that nothing's really going to change, at least for the next week, I would say. But actually, next weekend, as I said, there is the possibility of some rain at that stage. But the temperature profile still looks really good into next weekend as well. In fact, as I said, it possibly could get even hotter. But still to play for the rest of the summer. Obviously, we've just arrived into our summer season.
Okay, Siobhan Ryan of Met Aaron.
Take care and enjoy.
Before you go, Siobhan, can I just...
Yeah.
A lot of people are texting in there saying that they have friends of theirs are down in Spain getting shocking weather. You know, we get this smugness when we're having the weather here.
Correct. Yeah, well, the weather plays its part. It's a bit like a seesaw. So when it's good here, it generally ends up not being particularly great there. There's daytime really heavy convective showers occurring right from really from Portugal, I think, all the way across to Greece. Now, the temperatures are still pretty good across the Mediterranean, but there's really like kind of violent thunderstorms, particularly in over the central Med, especially in over the likes of Italy. So there's various warnings in operation here. Over in those parts of the country.
Well, look,
that's how it works.
That's
it's the
icing on
time.
The cake for us here, isn't it? Siobhan
Ryan
of Met Aaron, thank you very much.